When does school start?
School officially starts for our students on Thursday, August 18th.
Just a couple days away. Are you ready to go?
We're ready. Ready or not, they're coming. So no, we're ready. We're excited. I think that it's going to be probably our most exciting year yet. Lots of things to look forward to, and God willing, we stay in some form of normalcy. So we're excited.
Do you have a plan B in case there isn't as much normalcy?
You know, we always have a plan B, but, you know, we've met with the health department, continue to meet with the health department, and they assure us that things are going to be normal. They continue to update guidance for us and continue to meet with us, which is, you know, extremely helpful. They have been an incredible partner through this entire pandemic, and, you know, just having other area superintendents to lean on and get a sense of, you know, how things are going is helpful too. But we're confident this is going to be a normal year.
We've heard national stories for sure, and every now and then we'll see maybe a posting from a certain school system in this county about the need for teachers or the need for bus drivers. Yes. What about North Ridgeville?
So cross your fingers. Right now we are in great shape to open with our current bus drivers. Our teaching staff also, we're in really good shape. You know, some of our specialty teachers that are harder to find, we get fewer applicants for, but generally, we have had for our more general education classrooms a couple hundred applicants. So we've been very fortunate, but we are feeling, you know, the pain of August and, you know, trying to fill some last minute positions. But you know, it is a real problem and something that as a state, as a nation, we need to get behind our youth and encourage them to get into education and encourage our colleges to continue to help with that.
In talking with the mayor earlier, he talked about how the housing boom is continuing. I would assume that means more and more kids in school. What are you looking at enrollment trends?
So right now we have registered roughly 175 brand new students to North Ridgeville, and that's not including kindergarten. So these are students that are coming from elsewhere. It's such an exciting problem to have, but as you are well aware, we are out of space, and it is, at this point, a crisis situation. So over the summer, we have added nine mobile units to our high school, eight of which are classroom spaces. So we have eight classrooms, two restrooms, and some storage to our high school space. So that, you know, certainly not ideal and not something we want to continue to do to our buildings, but we'll, you know, obviously need to do that if we can't pass in November.
All right, let's talk about, well, first, mobile. When you say mobile, are we talking trailers? What are we talking?
We are talking trailers, but the reality is, you know, our teachers at the high school, you know, I had a lottery or, you know, some kind of something within them to determine who was going to utilize the trailer spaces, because they're so much nicer than our classroom spaces in most cases. Many of our classrooms at the high school don't have windows. You know, the gas leaks have been a significant problem, having to evacuate monthly, what feels like monthly. You know, just not a great building right now for us to be educating our high school in, and that really should be the flagship of the building, and programming suffers when you don't have the appropriate spaces, and that's what we're looking to address here in November.
So let's talk about November. A vision for not only the schools but the city as well. How did all that come to be?
Great question. So back in December, our facilities committee got back together to take a look at how to address some of the concerns that I've shared in regard to spacing and failing buildings and continued enrollment, which again is great. People don't come to communities that don't have great schools, so it was exciting. That being said, the committee you know, really tried to look at how to appeal to the greater North Ridgeville. And what we learned is that only 20% of our households have a student in schools. And so when you're thinking about the other 80% of our residents, how can we appeal to them as well? And so the committee, through some, you know, group work, all came up with some pretty significant ideas to address North Ridgeville as a whole. And all of those groups came up with the idea of a recreation center, a community space. They all loved the idea of having multi-generational opportunities for students and seniors to interact. And so from that, our master plan architect, then design architects, gave us some ideas on places we could visit, and we took the facilities committee out to Willoughby Eastlake Schools, which really addressed all of the ideas that were born from that community. And we were able to see some amazing spaces that we felt really would benefit the city moving forward.
And what school system again was that, or what community?
It was Willoughby Eastlake Schools.
Anything else you'd like to add?
I guess I would just like to add that, you know, the One Vision, One Northridgeville was really born out of, you know, the community. It was a very diverse committee that was made up of senior citizens, residents with children, residents without children, residents who have children under the age of two, some staff members, and really was a grassroots initiative to address some of the problems that the school is having, in addition to what the city has been hearing for a very long time that they would like to have here in the city. And, you know, with a very supportive Board of Education and City Council, we were able to move forward. And at this point, you know, we are hopeful that November will pass both issues. And, you know, it's really up to the community at this point to decide. But again, we're hopeful and, you know, would be happy to answer any questions or, you know, get into small groups to be able to talk things through to make sure that we have all the right information out there in order to be successful.
One last thing. Can people find this information about the vision, the plans, online somewhere?
They certainly can. They can go to nronevision.com, where all of this information is available. There's lots of pictures, lots of volunteer opportunities. We need lots of volunteers. Ways to contribute to the campaign, some golf outings, or a golf outing, and some other opportunities to show support.